Donald Trump is still in his early days as American president, but what he has shown in 5 weeks in office is that the world would not be the same again. Since his inauguration on January 20th, he has remained in the headlines for a range of decisions that have not only shaken the U.S. but the world as well. Since taking charge, Trump has hosted several world leaders from Israel, India, Jordan, France, and Britain. It was usual for the world leaders, particularly the U.S. allies, to travel to Washington whenever the new president took charge. This practice becomes even more important given that Trump is known for his unpredictable and unconventional style of governance. He has his own worldview, one with which you may not agree. Since Trump is the president of a superpower, any decision he takes has far-reaching implications. That was the reason why world leaders have rushed to the White House to understand what Trump is up to in his second term. The European leaders are, in particular, worried that policy choices of Trump could change the traditional alliance between the U.S. and the West forever. Their fears stem from the fact that Trump has reached out to Russian President Vladimir Putin, much to the dismay of Europe. Europe views Putin as an aggressor and someone who aspires to expand Russian territory beyond its current border by occupying Europe. They see the Russian invasion in Ukraine as the first step towards achieving that goal. However, Trump dismissed those fears and instead went ahead with first face-to-face talks between the U.S. and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia. The agenda was how to end the Ukraine war. Tellingly, neither Ukraine nor Europe was on the table. Against this backdrop, the back-to-back visits of French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to the White House were important. At least both the French president and the British Prime Minister managed to come out of talks without any major hiccup with President Trump. They laid the ground for Ukraine President Zelensky's visit to the White House. There were heated exchanges between Trump and Zelensky before the visit. Trump called Zelensky a dictator, while Zelensky accused Trump of speaking the language of Putin. Those developments showed Zelensky's visit to the White House was not going to be a smooth affair. However, what happened on Friday afternoon in front of cameras at the Oval Office had no parallels in modern history of international relations. The 50-minute live interaction devolved into a shouting match between Zelensky and Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance played his part too in triggering the public spat. The tone was set by Trump himself when he received Zelensky at the White House with an apparent taunt to him: "You dressed up well today." Zelensky never wears formal suits ever since Russia invaded Ukraine.